A number of public artworks have sprung up in Portland, created to celebrate Black life and honor those killed by police officers in recent years. One of those works is Ashley Page's In Memory of Those Taken, which incorporates a series of portraits. Willits writer Arnold spoke with Page about the role of public art in a time when of cultural reckoning on the issues of race and police brutality.
Three women are seated at a public table in Portland's Congress Square. Above them hang three banners flexing in the breeze, bearing printed portraits of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, and other people of color killed by police. One woman who asked not to be identified says the work is necessary.
This is a place where lots of people from all over come, so people look up and see it and go, remember, and it reminds them, yes, Black Lives Matter.
Maine-based artist Ashley Page was actually in her hometown, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the day that George Floyd was killed while being restrained by police. The Maine-based artist says the energy of the moment and the outrage that followed demanded a response.
What happened was that the city erupted and, you know, buildings were burning and people were out protesting, and I was with them, and the energy was just so, like, tangible, and you could just feel it.
For Paige, that response came in the form of her project, In Memory of Those Taken, creating the portraits and affixing them around Minneapolis. When Paige returned to Portland earlier this summer, she brought the project with her and added portraits of Mainers Isaac Muse and Chance David Baker. Muse was a Muslim man shot by a white man who witnesses said had made racist statements in the past, and Baker was shot by a police officer while walking around with a BB gun.
I wanted to connect back to Portland and really, you know, just try to talk about how this is happening everywhere.
Page says the work found new life as banners hung in one of the city's prominent public spaces. It's this kind of art, she says, that keeps the public's attention trained on a national issue.
It's really, you know, the city and the park uplifting my voice, and as well as the voices of others and the individuals who are depicted. And really being like, no, you cannot rip this down. This is staying. And this is here, and it's huge. And you can't avoid this, and you can't look away.
Page's banners are among a number of works that have sprung up across the city in recent months that observers say speak directly to issues of systemic racism and the violence suffered by people of color at the hands of police. Artist Daniel Minter and two collaborators have turned a former gas station on Congress Street into a monument to people killed during centuries of violence against Black people. Minter is one of the founders of Indigo Arts, a venue dedicated to promoting artists of color in Maine. He said Page's work struck him as something she was obliged to share.
We are seeking to heal ourselves. We are present. We care. We respond. In doing so, I hope it motivates others to care, to recognize that we are here, and to respond in the ways that they can.
Minter says Page's initial response to the killing of Floyd reflects the way that artists can best serve their audience and the larger public.
That work was necessary for her to do, for her to create, in order for her to get through the day. Upon doing that, I think that she felt the need to share that. That's what artists do. We answer questions for ourselves. We ask questions for ourselves. And then we ask those same questions of the public.
In Memory of Those Taken will be exhibited through the weekend. For Maine Public Radio, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.